الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، صدق الله العظيم. وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and elders, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praise is due to that Rabb and that being who has guided us to this deen of Islam. Because had it not been for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then none of us would have ever been guided. We would have not known what is the month of Ramadan, we would have not known what is Iman, and we would have never known this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was nothing but the favor and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this gift of Iman. As we all know, this is the last day of the month of Ramadan. How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that the best of all months ends on the best of all days. The best month, the month of Ramadan, ends on the most blessed day of the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jummah, well known to each and every one of us, there's no need to go into the details of the blessedness of this day of Jummah, and more so today being the last day of the month of Ramadan. Now we have come to the end of this blessed month. Now it is time to look back on this month. And if we look back, we will find that we were in three categories. There were three types of people in this month. Now it is too late to go back and change anything. Whatever we have done, we have done. This month has passed by us. Now we have the last few hours of this month left with us. So if we look back, we will find that there were three types of us, three groups of people. Minhum sabiqum bil khayrat, from amongst us, there were those who made the best of this month, in every way possible. Fulfilled the haqq of the Taraweeh Salah, fulfilled the haqq of the Quran, made as much dua as possible, tried their best, their level best, to give off the maximum effort in this month of Ramadan. That was the one group of us. The second group, waminhum muqtasid. There were those of us who were in between, you know, we tried our best, we managed the fast. Now and then the Taraweeh got a bit heavy, but we still continued. So we were in between. We never give off as much as we could, and neither did we falter too much. We were in between. And then unfortunately, the third group of us, وَمِنْهُمْ ظَلِّمُ لِنَفْسِي, those amongst us who really we showed no real regard, and we totally disregarded this month of Ramadan. It was like a normal day, a normal few weeks passing by us. Not much difference in our life, not much change in our life. Unfortunately, some of us, even the fast, we forewent. Leave alone the Taraweeh Salah. So these are the three types of people that you will find amongst us and everywhere during this month of Ramadan. Either one of these three categories a person will fit himself in. And as for those who made the best of this month, then definitely the rewards and the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be for them. And that sweetness will be in their hearts, that they have really given off their best and done their maximum effort for this blessed month of Ramadan. So today, inshallah, what we will do is, generally on the day of Eid, we all sit for the khutbah and we listen to it. But many of us, unfortunately, due to our lack of knowing the Arabic language, we don't really understand what is being said to us. So today, inshallah, we will just go over a few hadiths that are narrated in the khutbah of the day of Eid and regarding the day of Eid itself, the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When this khutbah starts off, then we will hear that it will be announced that فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ يَوْمَكُمْ هَذَا يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. That everyone sitting here, remember one thing, that today is the day of Eid. Today is yours, Eid. وَقَدْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Then the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, that لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدٌ. Every nation, oh my Sahaba, oh my Ummat, every nation has a Eid. Every nation has a festivity. They have a blessed day, they have their own deed. وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. But today is our Eid. Today is our day of festivity. Today is our day of celebration. Now, very simple words these are. But if we have to go into the meaning of this one hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallah, there is great lesson for us. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly informing us that listen, every religion has their own good, has their own bad, has their own way of life. وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. But this is our Eid, this is our deen, this is our religion. We have nothing to do with other religions. Everything of ours is based solely on Islam. If you look at the ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Ya Allah does not address kufar. Allah does not address the munafiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Muslims that when you're coming to Islam, come totally into Islam. Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam totally and perfectly. Now, if we have to go in the history of this verse of the Holy Quran, then we will find that there were a few Sahaba who came into the fold of Islam. Now, prior to them coming into the fold of Islam, then these individuals were very, very learned in their previous scriptures, in their books, in the Torah and the Injil. They were very, very intelligent people. They were not like the rest of the people in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, involved in a whole lot of wrong and vice. These people were very, very learned people. That's why when they saw the truth, when they saw the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they immediately accepted it. Because these were intelligent people. So to say, they were pious people in their own way. Now when these people came into Islam, they came into Islam with a conception that, you know, we should keep some of what we had in our old religion. We should continue some of the things that we were doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse that when you're coming to Islam, leave everything aside. Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Now if we have to look at this verse and then look at ourselves, then many a times we tend to get carried away with everything else. We tend to get carried away with the trends of other people, with the ways of other people, forgetting that we have our own beautiful deen, our own way of life. Time and time again you will find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in his sunnah, in every way whatsoever, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very, very clear that we are totally different from everyone else. So much so that even fasting, when the Jews were fasting on one day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that khalifuhum, don't do exactly what they're doing. Make it different. They have their deen, we have our deen. We have our own way of life, our own conduct. And alhamdulillah, this beautiful deen of Islam has taken care of our needs in every way possible. It has covered every aspect of our life. So what is the need for us to look in any other direction or to be fascinated by any other thing? Why are we not fascinated by our deen? Do we realize within ourselves that what we have is the best? And if this realization comes to us, then وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, then this should show on you, then you should speak about this. But today with everything, we just seem to go with the flow. Whether it be the trends of other people, whether it be the trends of other cultures. We go with the flow, not realizing that we have our own deen. How beautifully Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that لِقُلِّ قُوْمٍ عِيدٌ, everyone has their Eid, everyone has their deen, everyone has their religion. وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا, but remember we are different. You know, unfortunately today, nowadays, if you have to look at the commercial world and if you have to look at the newspapers, then what they say, Diwali and Eid specials. As if to say both are one and the same thing. They are celebrated in the same way. This can never ever be. It is totally different. How can it ever be celebrated in the same way? You know, just for argument's sake, leave all the technicalities aside and all the other issues. But very, very simply, if we look at other religions and other nations, then they have their Christmas, they have their New Year, they have their Diwali, they have their own festivities. Have you ever seen a Christian man, just before Christmas, he goes to a shop and he buys a nice, beautiful white kurta for him to wear on Eid day? Will we ever see them doing this? No, because that is not the way they celebrate their culture. That is not part of them. It has nothing to do with them. So they are steadfast on their deen. They have their own conduct, they have their own way of life. They know how to celebrate their occasions. But if we have to look at us, in every way possible, we tend to get carried away with other traditions, other deens, while we have the best, we have this pure deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, we have not exposed ourselves to this deen. We have not exposed ourselves to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That beautiful and perfect way. What beauty there is in sunnah, what barakah there is in sunnah. What is there need for us to look in any other direction? Even to our youngsters, you know, we tend to get carried away, especially to my youngsters, my young friends, that we tend to get carried away with the way someone kicks a ball and the way someone runs on the field. And this amazes us and this impresses us. You know, we think this is something great, something very, very good. What skill and what ability the person has. Why? Because our children are exposed to this. Expose your children to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They will come across a Sahabi by the name of Salmat ibn al-Aqwa, a great Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This young Sahabi could run faster than a horse. You know, it is mentioned, one story is narrated in Fazali Amal, and many of us might have heard it before, that there were a group of people in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They came to steal some wealth belonging to the Muslims, some goats and some sheep, some cattle. This young boy, this young Sahabi, 12 or 13 years old, he watches these people, he sees these people coming to steal. And he goes after them. One young boy going after a whole band of rogues. And he runs behind them. They are on horses and they are on modes of transport and they are running away from him. And when they run away from him, this young boy runs and he starts shooting arrows while he is running. Not kicking a ball and playing with the ball. If any of us know anything about shooting bow and arrow, about archery, then you will know what a skill itself this is. While he is running, he is shooting arrows. The narrators of this story say that he shot so many arrows so fast that these rogues had no time to even turn around and look behind them. They thought they are being chased by a whole group of Muslims, but this is young boy, one young boy running behind them. So why don't we get fascinated with Sahaba?